Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Oh snap, that was lit.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees start off a series against the Baltimore Orioles. It'll be the second series these two teams play against each other this season. And we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about the lineup and our thoughts on it. After we talk about the lineup, we're going to move on to the what to watch for. Jake will give one. I will give one. And then we will determine the pitching path to victory for the game. Tonight, we will decide who we are taking in the homer draft and then take them. We will take the over or the under. We will each give a premonition, and then we will stand up.
Yeah. Yes.
Me? I'm cooling, man.
Jake, when I have to fill up the water bottle for the dogs.
Yeah.
And you fill it up, and then you put the... It's the top, but it's really the bottom. And then you have to turn it upside down in one motion. So you don't, like, spill, like a fluid turn, so you don't spill that much. Caitlin and her mother both saw me do it once and were very impressed. And I didn't know it was something that anyone would ever be impressed about. And now I take great pride in filling it up and spinning it over.
Yeah. Your dogs.
My dogs have been pretty needy lately, so I've been giving them extra attention. I've been combing them every night. I say, okay, who's first? And then I have the brush, and they both just love getting pet so much.
You've been combing your dogs every night.
And when I say that, I mean for the last, like, probably three out of the last four nights. Last two in a row, though. You got a baby, so you worry they feel neglected. Right. So, you know, once I put James to sleep, and I say, okay.
Duke's going through it.
Okay.
You don't have to explain to me.
Who wants it? I forgot I was going to write a note to Sam. You're up.
LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Torres, Gallo, Kiner, Falefa, and Higashioka with Severino on the mound tonight for the New York Yankees. So, and a reminder, it's Jimmy, Jake, and Zach.
Yep.
Yankees play the Orioles. This is the pregame show. We will do the lineup.
Mm-hmm. You just did the lineup.
I'm not sure about the rest.
You just did the lineup, dog.
I might have to re-listen to the start of the show where you said what we do.
Yeah. You did the lineup, right. And this is also the lineup, not the positions, but the 1-9, the batting order we guessed earlier on our show. And this is the second time they've run this 1-8.
Right.
They did this with Trevino catching, and since Trevino and Higgy are basically
interchangeable
second side
pops
of the same coin, this is the second time they've done, like, kind of a lineup. The things to note, Jake, would be they are going Towers in the outfield with Hicks joining the birth of his child.
Yeah.
Joining his child.
Congrats, Aaron.
Congrats to Aaron. And to Joe, Uncle
Congrats
Joe.
Congrats to both Aarons.
And Uncle Joe.
And Uncle Joe.
I don't congratulate people on their birthday. I just say happy birthday.
I don't know. You made it, man.
No.
30's a big one.
Nah. And
congrats.
DJ plays second base. Gleyber DHs.
Yeah, so the Gleyber DH, we half missed that. We didn't even think. We thought it'd be a DJ and a Donaldson thing. But yeah, and I again, part of me likes that for Gleyber. Focus on one thing. And, you know, we've also seen Gleyber, he can put pressure on himself if he's thinking about that. He's been fine at second base this year. But, yeah, it's almost, I almost like it as hopefully it's a wake-up call for later on this season when there's less of a rotation, someone gets hurt, and everyone is playing kind of every day, that Gleyber Torres should kind of be like, hey, I'm a healthy 25-year-old guy who's got a solid glove and arm. Like, I should be playing defense.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be a DH. But yeah, for now it's fine. With IKF hitting, you know, there's a little part of me that would, I guess IKF right now is better insurance for Gallo. So no, this is, you know, we essentially guessed the lineup. So 1,000 points us.
1,000 points to us, 0 points to you.
Ooh.
Zach. That's the lineup.
Yes, Jake.
What do you got? What's hot in the box?
What's hot in the box?
Your segment you've been working on all day that you said you were going to bring to the
podcast. Zach's hot in the box segment.
Yeah.
Susan Waldman is a positive.
Yeah.
We hope she's okay.
Good, Susan.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know that happened. And I thought you were saying she was like hot in the broadcast booth box. Like Jake was like, who's hot in the box? And you were saying Susan Waldman was your like answer.
I mean, sure.
Feel better, Susan.
Yeah.
She had COVID, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
So did someone else. I hope they all feel great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was Zach's Hot in the Box segment.
New segment of the show.
What a success.
Who's hot in the box?
Sheesh, man.
I like that as a new segment. Maybe we don't always ask Zach. Maybe we just ask anyone out there.
Yeah. I mean, after that showing.
We're
playing the Baltimore Orioles, right?
Yes.
Do you care about their lineup at all?
No. No.
Okay.
The only thing I care about is do they have lefties, but our bullpen is fully locked and loaded, so I don't think it matters. They have Odor at some point.
Odor batting fifth.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Mullen, Santander, Mancini, Mountcastle, Odor, Hayes, Urias, Chirinos, Mateo. Jordan Lyles on the mound. Jim, you think he's going to get rocked today? Is that your what to watch for?
I do. He's kind of, I mean, I don't want to like jinx anything, so like I'll knock on wood the whole time, I guess. But Jordan Lyles' peripherals and the analytics are awful.
Not his.
Peripheral vision, maybe. Peripheral. I mean, I can't comment on that one way or the other. I don't know about it, but his analytics stats that predict how he will do say he should be doing awful, yet he's getting results. And one of those results was against the Yankees last time he got them. Yankees started hitting against Detroit, and I think he throws a four-seam fastball, and those are like going the way of the devil. And I think DJ and Gleyber both homer tonight off of it.
Going the way of the devil, huh?
Yeah, you don't want to be involved with those.
I think the devil's on the up and up.
You would, dude. You
fucking would. Yeah, I would. That's such a Jake move, now that I've thought about it.
The devil's on the up and up.
So that's your full-blown what to watch for, Jimmy's hotbox.
No, Zach's hotbox was earlier in the show.
Zach's hotbox was early in the show. Mm-hmm. That was your what to watch for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. What's your what to watch for?
Thinking.
He's thinking. Don't even fret because the man's thinking.
Donaldson. Donaldson Stan, 4-5.
Wow. And why?
Those guys are really good baseball players. They've both been off to a kind of meh start that's been kind of covered up by the Joey Gallo situation. Donaldson, he's been showing signs recently, drawing walks, had pimped that home run. We're waiting for him to have kind of the big Josh Donaldson welcome to the team series. And Stanton. Stanton's been in a little bit of a skid himself. So, I mean, those are kind of that part of the lineup I'm going to be watching, because if they don't get it going, I mean, you know, Rizzo and Judge, I could see the Orioles being like, let's not bother.
Now, why even bother? But Stanton will get it going tonight.
Right.
Because he crushes, really? He crushes the birds, yeah. Look at his stats against every bird team. Do you want me to sign this note to Sam from you and me, or just me?
I'd like to read the note before signing on it. I would not like to sign that note.
Zach, do you want on it?
I would not like to sign that note.
I'll sign that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Sure.
That makes it official. Now it's notarized.
Yeah, Zach's our...
He's delivering it.
Well, he's got to sign it. I'm not going to sign for him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what his signature looks like.
You don't?
No. So Jordan Lyles is going to get his rock. That's my what to watch for. Okay. Yours is Donaldson and Stanton because...
The 4-5.
If they don't come through, the Baltimores will just walk them.
Yeah, and like...
And like if you're not getting hot versus the Orioles at home, who are you getting hot against? Is that more of what you're thinking?
No, because the Birds actually have been pitching a little bit this year.
Yeah, but their bullpen... Actually, so that's the other reason why they have to get to Lyles.
Right.
Orioles right now have a really good bullpen, and their numbers aren't like Lyles. Like, they are actually pitching to how the results say they should pitch.
Jim Stan's got to go. And I know you've said today, he's got to go.
Yeah. It's a good signature by Zach.
That looks like... My name with the letter J backwards.
It's like he took your signature and made it cooler.
And then he tried to copy my iconic paw print signature.
If I had to guess, he said, how can I make my handwriting as bad as Jake's? I'll do it with my offhand. Is that what happened? That's why, dude, I'm the most deductive reasoning detective in the world when it comes
to this. You're deductive.
Sam! All right, Jake, so...
Jim, Stan's got to go.
Yeah, he does. He will. I don't understand. He will. Stan's going to hit a home run first at bat today.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Do you have a pitching path to victory? I mean, they had an off day yesterday and a stinker or a laugher the game before.
Open canvas, huh?
So it should be
Severino.
Sevy to Johnny didn't pitch for a while. So I think actually Johnny should get the ball today. Sevy to Johnny to Chapman. Well, I guess
you're going to have a connector piece.
I like to get Chad back out there, but I also don't want to overuse him.
Yeah, I'm also, I think Johnny
for two. Fuck it.
No, Jim. I think it's the sixth inning you're going Wandy Castro or Litke.
Okay.
Or how about this, Jim? How about we blow out these trolls?
Marinaccio.
Clark for like three. Finish it out.
Because he's going to be sent down probably when rosters go back.
Hasn't been used in a while. He's more stretched out.
Sevy to Clark.
Clark in a blowout. And Sevy.
In a close game, Clay, Johnny, Chapman, win game one.
I would quote unquote risk a Castro Peralta inning. And save Clay for if he needs double duty tomorrow or something like that.
So you go Castro against his old team?
Castro or Peralta or, yeah.
Well, Wandy pitched recently. I mean, it doesn't really matter. But I guess got other arms.
Yeah, there's a lot of arms. Full.
Depending on the lane.
Castro, Johnny, Chappie, next.
I go Clay. I want to make a precedent. We win game one of the series.
Right.
So I'll go Clay, Johnny, Chapman, next.
Okay.
And we both like Clark in a blowout? It's the Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did we the Homer draft over the weekend, right?
Sure did.
What happened?
Do you want the update?
Yes, Dak, you have an update? I think. And also, I need to deliver this to Sam.
Yeah.
Sam.
The only home runs that you got, Jake had Judge in the first game of the series, and he hit two home runs.
Wow. What a pick. Maybe I am spotting you, April.
And then
you are.
DJ got one in the last game of the series, and that was also Jake. So Jake won the last series.
So Jake's up two series to zero.
Mm-hmm.
But on the homers, he's up 6-1. Dude, I've only gotten one homer all season. The Yankees don't really hit homers right now, so it's not as bad as like... Someone in the comments on the last pregame show said, what was the homer drift like in 2019? It must have been awesome. And it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Wild.
Wow, I've only got one homer all season, man. I'm spotting you April.
Spot me April. That's fine.
You get first pick today.
Bad strategy. I get first pick and all this Stanton talk. No, I will go with Big Aaron Judge. He just had his 30th birthday. He's celebrating. Congratulations, Aaron. And I think he might...
He'll never be in his 20s again.
He's been... I know. He's been good. But he's going to start going on a judgy little heater that gets his OPS into the nines.
Cool.
Because that's who he is. So, Aaron Judge.
Cool beans.
Porch job.
Porch job.
Yeah.
I'll take Stanton and Glaber.
Ooh. Nice picks. What that thumb doing?
I think you should take DJ next.
What that bear doing? No, it's Donaldson. It's Donaldson. The two video, the guys partying for the birthday. They're going to party tonight versus Baltimore.
Did you see that the letter says that they confirmed they did it through 2019? Which would hadn't been revealed yet. So Manfred told the public they only did it through 2018. And now confirmed... Manfred had told internally they did it through 2019. So he just
the Yankees?
No, the Astros.
Astros, yeah.
Through 2019. That's new info. We all speculated it.
Right.
But now confirmed that the players told the commissioner that in their statements. And they told him postseason too. Letter was pretty damning for the Astros.
Sidney shocked.
What's the over-under? Sevy? We didn't talk about Sevy a lot, coming off an outing where he grinded through not having great stuff, but got through it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's good enough to get to the highest pitch count of his season today?
Yes. Yes.
Because he'd have to be pitching well to be able to be let in for 90-so pitches, right?
Yeah. You'd, oh my God, Jake.
What'd you do?
Just clicked on Pedro Severino, the catcher.
He threw 88 pitches last game. He threw 83 before that. Obviously, he's stretched out to go to 90, 95 through 100 probably. They probably would do that. Obviously, I'm not saying he's not ready for it. I'm saying...
No, Sevy's goal for today is 90 pitches. It's not performance-based. We're still on that with Luis Severino. I know we've been happy with the performance so far, but we're still building him up. He kind of has to get to 90, 95 today.
I think he has to get to into the 80s again no matter what, but... They'll pull him as soon as, like, he's around 80, 85. Because I agree, they can't go short with him. Unless it's really bad.
Right.
Like Cole and Detroit.
Obviously.
But I hope he pitches well enough to get there. Do you think he'll go six innings? How many roars?
I think we're eyeing six. You're looking at the over-under on Sevy roars a game is 1.5. Yeah. I'd lean the over.
The Orioles roar worthy.
Or, yeah, I mean, does the game get so out of hand that there aren't roars? I'm expecting 95 pitches and right around six innings.
I'd like a true blast from the past.
Okay.
I'd like Sevy bully mode where his innings are a breeze quick. And you don't even, and he's not excited and no one's excited. Zone, and it's just boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
It's frustrating. I have to be out here.
Yeah. That's what 2017, Orioles. First half 2018
you're
Sevy was.
You're making me pitch.
You didn't even like
50.
You're like, wait, 50s. I didn't get to watch him pitch. You're like, well, he was pitching.
Why don't we put in Marinaccio? Yeah. Why are you using me against this team?
That's what I hope for.
I hope for that too, man.
Cool.
What's the over-under, you think?
Sevy and Lyles at home. 8.5, I think. I don't know if they're going to throw a 9. I think if they would. I think if they, coming off the Yankees... explosion, trying to get the public to go a little up. I don't know if they're ready to do a 9. So I think 8.5.
I like 8.5 for us. Birdman?
The over-under is 7.5.
What the fuck?
It's not a bad line.
Jake, you're 8-7. in the over-under. So this is a huge one for you.
Yeah.
Because you can go stay above 500 or drop back down.
Where are you at?
Huge one for me because I want to get to 500.
Okay. So you're 7-8?
7-8, yeah.
I'm going under.
7.5.
I'm going under. Believe in Seve and the Yankees pen. I think, and the Orioles pitching has been okay this year. I think you're looking at like a 6-0, 6-1 win.
Well, if I agree with you that the Orioles probably don't put up more than 2 runs.
Right.
To the most. The Yankees would have to put up 6 to get over 7.5. I do think Lyles is due. I also think they all went out and celebrated Judge's birthday together. Team bonding. Camaraderie's high.
Oh, dude.
I'm taking the over. Yanks win 7-3.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick by you.
What'd you say, oh, dude, about?
I'm just picturing Judge's birthday, off day the next day. The guys are going pretty hard. Team bonding. You know, Donaldson in the mix. Everyone's having a good time. Saw some photo booth pics. Always fun. I was just picturing every tipsy Yankee was walking up to Gallo and was like, "You're good, bro."
Oh, like really drunk? Like yeah. Overcomforting?
Like, dude, yes.
You know, if Wade was there, he definitely would have been that guy.
Yeah.
In like a nice way.
In a nice way.
Shoulder around him. Don't even think about it, bro. What a funny thing to say.
Exactly. Like Wade's would have been good. I think some of the guys, by the end of it, like Joey Gallo was like, guys.
Yeah. It must be really down and out.
I appreciate it, but. So, yeah.
We're not even talking about him right now. Is that the thing? We're too scared of what we're going to say or not say, or we're just giving him like.
No, I was going to say it before, Jim. Like, if Gallo, if it clicks, if he has one of his hot streaks or whatever, which we're not even dreaming about, and this is why I said Stanton has to go. If Joey Gallo has a 2-homer game tonight, his numbers are Stanton's on the season. So that's why Stanton's got to go. Because people can't have that ammunition. Then the Stanton crowd will get loud. And I'm so over those people.
Yeah, I don't even think about them anymore.
Right.
Okay.
You got a promo tonight? I just had the party promo, but I could find one from tonight's game.
Yeah, party promo was cool, but doesn't count towards your premonition.
No, it's not even a promo. It happened. No. You know what? I'm going to go with the Jakey Classic. No crack. Get it. Crack that jaw.
I couldn't. Oh, I got it.
There you go. The ball, the baseball. White with the red seams.
You think we're getting a baseball? Dude, we got another baseball when we were at the game the other day. I'm telling you, we're like 50% we get a baseball when we go to games the last 2 years.
I think we get another one.
You think it's going to hit the base?
I think the ball is hitting the base today.
It kind of happens when we're there. Like, if I had a bet Thursday, if we're there, it'll happen.
I think we're getting a baseball. I wish we had some seats at this game and we were watching
the
baseball.
The whole damn show is brought to you by SeatGeek. And
Are you kidding me?
You can use code PREGAME to buy seats and get $20 off.
Pre-gaming first right now.
That's water.
Fuck, man. Blown up my spot.
Yeah.
Trying to party
Drink the other one.
I'm on antibiotics, dude. Can't drink right now.
So you think we're getting a baseball?
A baseball. Here's the caveat. I don't know, and this would be a weird one. I don't know if it's a batted ball. It could be a thrown ball hits the base tonight.
You think Gallo throws one into second?
Maybe Glaber goes for a tag. And
he's DHing, dog.
Later in the game, dude.
You got to listen, man.
Later in the game, Jim. Are you listening?
What's he doing?
Hello, McFly.
What happens to get him to
it's
second?
It's a blowout. They need to rest DJ. Glaber goes in a second. Listen to the show.
Why wouldn't they just do Marwin?
Glaber's got these fresh legs and he needs to practice, dude.
And who
Marwin's in at third for Donaldson.
Who's the new DH then?
There is no DH.
I couldn't follow at the end. My premonition is it's like I think my premonition. Let me close my eyes and fucking see it, dude. Don't make me force a premonition.
Close my eyes and I count to 10. Everything be wonderful someday. And you in it, everything just a little. And the world's so clear. What are you going with?
Kiner and DJ have a weird interaction.
Ooh, okay.
Like, Kiner tries to celebrate a double play, and then DJ's like, you must not have heard about me.
I wish DJ would say that sentence, but he doesn't talk so much that he would say that.
His eyes, his face. Talks with his face.
You must not know.
Yeah.
Like, that would be funny if that was his signature phrase.
You must not know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. And just keeps walking.
Oh, yeah. No one's told you. I'm not a guy that does a da-da-do.
Okay. That's your promo.
Yep.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.